जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्ण यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल स्कान बुनाके फॉर मॉर्निंग ऑन संडे श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत क्लास श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत चरित्र मीन्स फर्स्ट टाइम अमृत मीन्स नेक्टर नेक्टर ऑफ ग्लोरीज एंड फर्स्ट टाइम ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु glories and nectar of first time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya, called by Rupa Goswami. When Rupa Goswami first time, he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayagraj, and he offered his prostrated dandavat pranam and said, Namo Mahavajanna Krishna Prema Pradaya, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Goratri. This is, you're most magnanimous. You're distributing Krishna Prema, which was not even given by anybody before. Even Krishna said, Sarvadharman Paritaja Mamekam Charanam Braja. But then the condition. Krishna put the condition. If you surrender, then I will take the responsibility. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unconditionally gave Krishna prema. Therefore, is Mahavadanaya. So, what is the specific difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna plus. Bhakti Nepunya. Bhakti Nepunya means personified bhakti. The topmost limit of the bhakti is added to Krishna. Then he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. God has two sides. One is a hard side and one is soft side. The hard side of God is Krishna. The soft side of the God is Radharani. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both are in one. They both are in one, and most interesting is the prominent feature is soft side, Radha Bhava. So that is very special about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj when he was almost 80 years of age. In very, very advanced age, he was requested to compile this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Already there was Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mangal by Lochan Das Thakur. There was many histories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, his name was Krishnadas, but the Vaishnavas gave him title Kaviraj. Because he was poetic. So he was called Kaviraj because he was poet. That was a title. Like Bhakti Vedanta was a title given to Abhay Charanarvind when he was even Grastha. His god brothers in Calcutta, they said Bhakti Vedanta. Because he was defeating Vedanta. The Mayavadi he was defeating by his article, by his preaching. So even before Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, they gave him title Bhakti Vedanta, Abhay Charanar Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu. So similarly, the Vaishnava in Vrindavan gave title to Krishnadas Kaviraj. And he was direct disciple of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kaviraj Goswami was requested by all the Vaishnava in Vrindavan to write the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In particular, he was hearing all this Chaitanya pastime, the last pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were in Jagannath Puri. And that Raghunath Das Goswami, he lived there over 16 years in Jagannath Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was every day of 3-4 hours speaking Chaitanya Leela. Therefore, at the end of each chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaks Rupa Raghunath Pade. I am offering my obeisance to Rupa and Raghunath. With their mercy, I am able to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is in three parts, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela and Anta Leela. Adi Leela means beginning, the first time before Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he met Ishwar Puri. And when he came from there, then he was a transformed person. Then there was Madhya Leela. And the Anta Leela started after Mahaprabhu, last time of Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So there are 14 Sanskrit verses in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is focused on these 14 verses. They are describing these 14 Sanskrit verses, which is the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then there are 3 verses which are describing the 3 principal deities of Gaudiya Vaishnava: Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindev, and Radha Gopinath. So Chaitanya Charitamrita start with 14 verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in different features. And then it describes 3 principal deities which are the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnava: Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, and Radha Govindevji. So in this first chapter which we are discussing, actually the first verse, first part, is under discussion. And first part is Supreme Lord, Absolute Truth in the form of a spiritual master. So if we read the first verse and then we will come here. First verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is Vande Gurum Isha Bhaktan Isham Isha Avatarakam Tata Prakashamcha Tashaktihi Krishna Chaitanya Sanyakam. So this is the opening verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, I offer my respectful obeisance unto the spiritual masters. Here spiritual master means initiating a spiritual master and instructing a spiritual master. Therefore it is in plural. But in Sanskrit usually also there is dvivachan, means two. For two there is a separate word. In English there is a singular and plural. But Sanskrit, one, two, many. So here it is in a plural, which means there is not one guru. There are one initiating spiritual master and could be many instructing spiritual master. So, Vande Gurum. So today's verse which we are discussing, this is describing only Guru Tattva. The next part is Isha Bhaktam. Isha means controller and Bhaktam means his devotees. So second part is the devotees of the Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam, ninth canto is called Ishanu Katha. Ish means Supreme Lord and Anu means His follower, devotee. So, when we glorify God, we always glorify His devotees, which are non-different from Him. God is never alone. He is always with His devotees. So, Isha Bhaktan, the devotees of the Supreme Lord. And third is, Isham, the Lord's incarnations. The third aspect is Lord's incarnation. And fourth is His plenary portions. Fifth is energies. And sixth is Brahman Lord Himself. So these are the six subject matters in first verse. Out of these six subject matters, first subject matter is under discussion now. The verse which is for today to discuss is the first aspect of Absolute Truth, Gurun. And in the Gurun, the subject which is under discussion today is Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishnera Swarupa. Shiksha Guru Ke, the one who is instructing a spiritual master, Shiksha Guru Ke, Tajani, indeed he should be known. Jani means known. Krishnera Swarupa, he is the direct representation of Krishna. Krishnaika Swarupa. Antaryami Bhakta Sreshta Eidwe Rupa. So what are the two forms of the Krishna? Antaryami. Antaryami means one who is Paramatma within the heart. Antar means inside. Yami means he knows as a Paramatma and he guides from inside. And Bhakta Sreshta, and the other one is Sreshta means topmost. One who is a topmost Bhakta. Bhakta Sreshta, the best devotee. These are the two forms in which Shiksha Guru acts. So one should know instructing a spiritual master to be personality of Krishna. Lord Krishna manifested Himself as Super Soul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord. So Lord manifests Himself as a greatest devotee. So sometimes it is realized that for Parikshit Maharaj, when he was in danger in the womb of Mother Uttara, Krishna Himself as a Paramatma descended down to protect him. As a Paramatma, as an Antaryami, the Krishna was right on the chariot when Uttara was praying. But Krishna was right there. But Krishna from within as an Antaryami, he descended down into the womb and he protected the embryo. When Parikshit was cursed by Brahman, Krishna was represented by his Bhakta Sreshta, Sukhdev Goswami. In the form of Sukhdev Goswami, Krishna represented, he was representing, directly representing Krishna. And Sukhdev was more significantly, he was same color as Krishna. He was of 16-year age, which Krishna goes never beyond that age. And this Sukhdev Goswami was simply speaking Krishna, nothing else. So this is an example to cite this word, Antaryami and Bhakta Sreshta. Antaryami or Bhakta Sreshta, Krishna ke do roop hain. So Antaryami, Parikshit was saved. Or Bhakta Sreshta, Sukhdev has saved Parikshit Maharaj. So both are Krishna's form. So that's what this verse says. Now, the verse for today is, I think, the other one, 48 you said, no? So this 40 verse says, this is a method of description of Kaviraj Goswami. When he says something in some subject matter in Bengali, then he support it by scriptural verse. So now he is supporting this statement that the instructing spiritual master as a great devotee and as a super soul, both are Krishna. So he is supporting this by quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Uddhava in Uddhava Gita, where Krishna is instructing Uddhava in 11th canto. So in 11th canto, 29th chapter, 6th verse, this verse is spoken by Uddhava. What is this verse, meaning of the verse? O my Lord, Uddhava is saying, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you. Even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as Super Soul, to deliver the embodied living entities by directing him how to come to you. So this is statement, since this is in Bengali, it is composed by Kaviraj Goswami himself. So he wanted to support this statement by authentic Shastric statement. So Bhagavatam verse spoken by Uddhava, which is also one of the great devotee of Krishna. Krishna is saying, Uddhava, you are not only my great devotee, but you are my minister. But more than that, everybody have a faith in you. And he hold Krishna hold the Uddhava's hand, pani pani na. He hold Uddhava's hand, he took inside. And he said, I have full faith, you go and deliver my message to Brajavasis and Gopis, because I trust you. So this is Uddhava is speaking this verse, that even the, and there's no purport to this verse actually. If we have original verse in Bhagavatam, then there must be what context Uddhava is saying this thing, we can look at it. But he is simply to support this statement, Siksha Guru Tajani Krishna Sarup Antaryami Bhakta Sresht Eido Rupa. So in these two forms Krishna is helping. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Rupa Goswami, said this very famous verse, Brahmanda Brahmite Koi Bhagivana Jeev, Guru Krishna Paye, Kripa Paye, Bhakti Lata Bij. So Guru Krishna Kripa. So Guru as a super soul. Krishna as a super soul and Guru as an external representation. When these two together bless, then we will get Bhakti Lata Bij. What is Bhakti Lata Bij? We always say Guru, he sow the seed of the Bhakti Lata. So what is Bhakti Lata? What is the seed of Bhakti Lata? Bhakti Lata Bij. What is the seed of Bhakti Lata actually? What Guru is giving to the disciple, what is called seed of Bhakti Lata. The first part is, it is Krishna who in the form of Super Soul is directing the sincere disciple to a spiritual master. So this is the first kripa, that he is directing him to his bona fide representative. This is Krishna's mercy. That's what Prabhupada, when he was on Jal Duta, and he was praying that, Krishna, I don't know why you are taking me to the foreign land. I don't know who they are. The culture is different. But I know you have some business. And you are super soul in everybody's heart. If you tell them, they can understand me what I have to say. It means you guide them. And you send them to me. And you make them to understand what I have to say, what you want me to say. So that's what Prabhupada said. It means it's Krishna who is as a Paramatma is guiding us to a right to his representative. And how Paramatma guides? Ye yatha mam prapadyante tams tateva bhajami aham. If you approach Krishna to have Krishna, I say, devotee, approach Krishna that I want you. I want to serve you. Then Krishna will reciprocate by sending a spiritual master who train him to reach to Krishna. But somebody approached Krishna that I want your mercy in the form of some opulence, some wealth. Krishna will send somebody who will engage him in some big business to earn more money. So he reciprocates according to our desire. So what is our pure desire? According to that we will get the spiritual master. Krishna is providing from within us, and he is also within the heart of the spiritual master. That's what when Narottam Das approached Lokanath Goswami, then Narottam Das, when he approached there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Lokanath Goswami to initiate him. From within, Lokanath Goswami was instructed by a spiritual, by a super soul, that you accept this. And when Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was approached by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati for initiation, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was very illiterate. He don't know ABC. He was simple, very siddha mahatma, a perfect Krishna bhakta. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he was great scholar. He was like PhD and what not. And he was approaching this person who was completely illiterate for initiation. This is complete paradox. And every time Gaur Kishore Das Babaji said, no, I will not accept. I will ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he give me permission, then I will accept. So what it means, say, from inside, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was inspired to take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das. And Gaur Kishore Das is getting instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is super soul within the heart also. So this acts at two ways, at two places it acts. So that's what here spiritual master, Brahmand Brahmiche koi bhagi man jeev, Guru Krishna Prasad paaye bhakti lata. What is bhakti lata? Bij, the topic we are discussing. Harinam is not bij actually. Bij is regulative principle. In this verse, and the purport of these verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is bhakti lata bija? Regulative principle. It means if we follow regulative principle, there is the seed of devotional service. So seed of devotional service is regulative principle of devotional service, which is given to us by a spiritual master. So there is bhakti lata bija. So this is the word here is transcendental poets and expert in spiritual science cannot describe absolute truth even if they are given the life of a Brahma. Why? To glorify Supreme Lord is very easy. But to glorify his devotee is very difficult. It's very difficult to recognize the pure devotee of the Lord and glorify him. So, to support this verse, the another verse Kaviraj Goswami is quoting from Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam yenamam upayanti te. This is the 10th verse of 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is called Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita in 4 shlokas. And there is 10th chapter, verse 8, 9, 10 and 11. So this is verse 10. The translation goes, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So as a super soul, this understanding is given by Krishna to a sincere devotee. After this verse, the next verse is, even if the spiritual master help him, Even if he tries, but still he is not able to see you, what can be done? Then Krishna become really very much concerned, and then he spoke, Tesham evanu kampartham. For them I really become shaken. Anukampa. You know, anukampa means actually mercy. But anukampa means when I see them, they are sincere. They have approached the spiritual master. They are following devotional service. They are following all regulative principles. But still, there is something that they are not going forward. Then I become really shaken. Anu means when I see them. Kampa means I really... my spine is shivering. What is this? And then what I should do? Aham ajnan jatama. I myself destroy all the ignorance within his heart. How? Jnana deepena bhasvata. By the torch of light. Where are you? Atma bhavistu. I am sitting within his heart. As a Paramatma, I am sitting within his heart. I see he is sincere. He has done all his endeavor, but he is not able to reach me. And when I see that, then I myself give him the intelligence and clean his slates from all ignorance. So Krishna is so merciful as a Paramatma to help the sincere devotee to reach to him. And that's what this and Srila Prabhupada writes, this verse from Bhagavad Gita 10:10 clearly states that Govindadev instruct his bona fide devotee. Prabhupada writes, he says, Govindadev instruct his bona fide devotees. So what came to Prabhupada's mind to write this word, Govindadev instruct his bona fide devotee? What was at Prabhupada's mind at that time when he was writing? It is Baldev Vidyabhushan who was sent to Jaipur to defend the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, they said, how can you be a Sampradaya when you don't have your commentary on Vedanta Sutra? Gaudiya Vaishnava were not having commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Any Sampradaya is bona fide when they have a commentary on Bhagavad Gita, on Vedanta Sutra, then they are bona fide. So Baladev Vidyabhushan went there and he sat down in Govindadev temple and he started writing commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And he named that commentary Govinda Bhashya, means commentary. It is Govindadev who instructed me this commentary to write on Vedanta Sutra. So Prabhupada is, this whole picture is in a mind of Prabhupada when he's writing this one line. Clearly said how Govindadev instruct his bona fide devotee. So bona fide devotee is Baldev Vidyabhushan. And Prabhupada dedicated his Bhagavad Gita to Baldev Vidyabhushan. You know, dedication of Bhagavad Gita as it is to Baldev Vidyabhushan. So Baldev Vidyabhushan was instructed by Govindadev Devji directly to write the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Govinda Bhashya. And Prabhupada himself said, once Prabhupada was reading his own book, and somebody said, you have written it, why you are reading? He said, who said I have written? I have not written it. It's Krishna. It's Krishna has written, not me. I am relishing what is there. It's only in the morning when Prabhupada was sitting writing all these things, it's Krishna from within who was instructing him what to write and how to write. How an old man of 70 years can write so huge volume of books? This Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes were published and printed in a couple of months only. It's not humanly possible. That's what Prabhupada is writing. Govinda himself is a bona fide devotee. He's just thinking of how Baladev Vidyabhushan was directly inspired and guided by Govindadevji. And he himself is realizing what I am writing is also Govindadevji's mercy that I am able to write all this. In other words, the Lord declares that the enlightenment in theistic knowledge, he awards attachment to him to those who constantly engage in transcendental loving service. In other words, Who can serve Lord until unless he himself enlightens somebody? This awakening of divine consciousness enthralls a devotee who thus relishes his eternal transcendental mellow. Such an awakening is awarded only to those convinced by devotional service about the transcendental nature of the personality of the Godhead. These are very heavy sentences. Who will have enlightenment? Who will enlightenment? Who will give enlightenment first? Krishna enlightens. To whom he enlightens? Now once he enlightens, what is the result? They relish the transcendental mellow. When they are enlightened, they relish it. They are always absorbed in thinking of Krishna, how to serve him. And then, to whom this is awarded enlightenment? To those who are convinced by devotional service about the transcendental nature of the personality of the Godhead. What is the transcendental nature of the personality of Godhead? Transcendental nature of personality of Godhead. They are convinced about the transcendental nature of the personality. But it says Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me devyam, transcendental. Janma karma cha me devyam, evam yuveti tatvata. One who is convinced about the transcendental nature of Supreme Lord. What is transcendental nature actually of the Supreme Lord? We really think about what is transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. That we should be convinced about that. Kya hai Bhagavan ka divya subhav? Aur uske upar humare ko puran vishwas hona chahiye. That's good. Bhakta vatsal. The transcendental nature of the Lord is that bhakta vatsal. The word vatsal comes from where? Vatsa is the calf of a cow. It's called vatsa. Cow, when calf is born, is all covered with blood, pus, cow dung, urine. But cow cleans everything by licking with the tongue. Cow cleans the calf from all the... But same cow, you give nice eatable material, if it is tinged with the urine of her cow itself, she will not eat. Cow in a... Why, bhai, gaushala mein khane ki cheez mein pishab aayega to nahi khayegi. Cow will not eat. But how she is cleaning the urine stool of that calf, because she has a deep love for that and she don't mind. That's called vatsala. So Krishna is bhakta vatsala. Krishna don't see how nonsense the devotee is, how rascal he is. He don't see that. You see, he is sincere. So Krishna cleans from him, from within, all his nonsense, within due course. That is bhakta vatsal. That is transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. That this is he has given a statement in writing. Name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee never perishes because I protect him. I protect him because he will never perish. So this is a what is called, somebody has a power of attorney in hand, that I don't fear of anybody because I have seen this paper is with me, which says this thing belongs to me. So Krishna has given in writing, Jai Sri Krishna Balaram ki Jai, he has given us in writing that my devotee never perishes. So nobody can harm the devotee on his spiritual path. It's Krishna's promise through his devotee. When Krishna asked Arjuna, go and declare boldly When did he say Krishna? When did Krishna say this verse? When he saw Arjuna was doubting. He was not convinced about the transcendental nature of Krishna. Arjuna was not convinced about transcendental nature of Krishna. Why? Because Krishna said, apichetasa duracharo. If one who is number one nonsense, number one miscreant, apichetasa duracharo, duracharo. Dur means bad, achar means behavior. Duracharo. But if he bhajate mam, but he comes and approach me, sadhu, you consider him sadhu. It's like that. You see somebody outside and he is doing all nonsense, whatever you think of this world nonsense, from gambling to whatever you think of nonsense he's doing. And next day you see him sitting in the temple with a shaven head and having mala and saying Hare Krishna. Then you're sadhu. And people say, how is sadhu? Yesterday I saw him doing this. Other day he was doing this. So how can he be sadhu in one day? But Krishna says, now he is sadhu. How is sadhu? Because he is at right place. Samyak vivastito hi sa. Because he is rightly situated. Like a person who is fallen in a gutter, in a sewage. So he is completely dirty and bad smell is coming. Everybody just passed by him and just pinching his nose. But he is sitting under a tap, under a water, in a tap which is open. And he started. So everybody is doing this, but he's saying, you see, I am sitting under the tap. I am in the process of cleaning. So why are you still thinking me? I am bad. I am doing the right thing now. So that is same for... He was doing everything nonsense, but now he is sitting under a tap, under a mercy of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So he will be clean. So Arjuna was thinking, when he become devotee? How much time it takes for him to become sadhu? Krishna said, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. And he said, Kshipram means, in a moment he become saintly person. It takes a moment. It took one moment for Mirghari to become great saint by association of Narada. It took one moment. Narada has not to speak Bhagavatam to Mirghari for 10 days, or he has to teach him Bhagavad Gita and Upanishad. No. The moment of association of Narada converted Mirghari in a great saint. Great saint, immediately. This Ratnakar, great dacoit, become Valmiki Rishi in a moment association of Narada Muni. It's just a moment. So that's what Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. But still Arjuna was looking. What are you saying, Krishna? Dharmatma. Then Krishna become really little bit, what is called, they call Rosh. In some Hindi they call Rosh. Rosh means a sort of anger, loving anger, anger with love. Like when you chastise your children, there is an anger. But there is a loving anger, you don't want to endanger them. You are angry, but you are not going to do some ahit, something which is bad for them. You will not do that. Being angry, but still loving anger. And then Krishna declared this thing. Prasijane konte name bhakta pranasati. Go, you go, Arjuna, and declare that my devotee never perishes. Arjuna again was looking, why should I go? You say yourself. Why should I promise on your behalf? Then Krishna says, then he become very sober. He said, you say, because if I promise, I may break my promise in this war. After few days, I am going to break my promise, which I have made a promise that I will never have weapon on my hand. But to please my devotee Bhishma Dev, and to respect his promise, I will break my promise. So if I promise, people may doubt. But the devotee promise, then I am bound to fulfill that promise. I am bound to devotees. That is what Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Bhakta vancha puri kare, to fulfill the desire of devotee. This is only the business of Krishna. Or nahi karte, he has no other business. Krishna has no other business. He has only one interest, how to fulfill the desire of a pure devotee. Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in Radhakund, not having a penny. He was not having a thatch roof to live in. He was just living under a tree. So there was no lock, key, any buck, you know, bag, box, nothing. No belonging. Same cloth, take bath, dry it up, wear it, and do your bhajan. No belonging. And then, one day he has a desire in his heart. Oh, I am living at the bank of this nice Radha Kund. This Radha Kund is like a paddy field and a ditch, something. It's Radha Kund is none different than Radha. It must be beautiful. He had this desire. And then he thought, what I have to do with all these things? I have here to do my bhajan. He just threw that desire out of his mind immediately. But Krishna, he was waiting that when this pure devotee will desire to serve me. So Krishna was waiting, and a person, a rich man, he got his desire fulfilled, so he went all the way in Himalaya to Badrika Ashram to offer some Lakshmi to Narayan, Badrika Ashram. So he was sleeping there, and at night Narayan woke him up. He said, you take this all Lakshmi, which you are supposed to give to me, take this to Radha Kund. Find out there Raghunath Das Babaji and hand over on my behalf to him. That person, he walked back 1 month from Badrika Ashram, 400 years back. Badrika Ashram going means more than 1 month. The walking 300 kilometers from Haridwar, 250 kilometers from Haridwar, walking in a hilly tract. It's 4,000 meter high. It's all snow-covered peaks of Himalaya. This place is worth to see. I don't know if somebody is gone, is fortunate. Other once in a life, you must go and visit Badrika Ashram. Sometime Badrika Ashram is a beautiful place. People used to live there, but now the things have changed. 6 months only it is open. 6 months is all snow there. Nobody lives there. So that person came. He was looking for Raghunath Das Goswami, and he said, Raghunath Das Goswami, this is Lakshmi. He said, what can I do with Lakshmi? He said, Badrika Ashram, Narayan sent me. He said, you want this Lakshmi. And then Raghunath Das realized, oh, I desire to build this kund. So with that Lakshmi, the present Radha Kund, which is beautiful, it was built by Raghunath Das Goswami, the Lakshmi provided by Narayan. So that's what, if devotee desires, I think I was reading other days, somebody glorifying Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada told one of his god brothers that you print book. He said, I don't have money. He said, you don't think of money. You think of Krishna. And money will come. You think of Krishna, money will come. Lakshmi will follow Narayan. Lakshmi will follow Narayan. Lakshmi has two carriers. One carrier which Lakshmi has is lotus. She is on the lotus always. When? When she is with Narayan. But when she leaves Narayan, she is riding on owl, ullu, owl. And when she is riding an owl and she is coming to somebody, then owl can't see anything in day. You know, owl is blind in the day. So he become blind because of the money, he will become blind. It's called dhana andha. That Lakshmi will make him blind. And this is the greatest intoxication of this material world, is not actually wine or morphine or LSD, no. Narad say madha andha. Dhan madha andha. This money, the more money, blind one and intoxicate more than any other intoxicant. And because she is coming on owl, so he becomes blind in the day. And in the night he does all black business. Everything is night business. That is why, this is the Narada Gita. There is Narada Gita. It is in Srimad Bhagavatam. First, 10th canto, 10th chapter, when he is delivering Nalkubir and Manigriva. By seeing Nalkubir and Manigriva, Narada has Narada Vacha, Madha Andhav. Then he has 10-12 verses. This is Narada Gita. How somebody is intoxicated by money, and what is the treatment for that? Treatment for that is, let him become daridra, let him become pauper, let him become poor. Then he will realize how much it is painful to see the people suffering. And then he said, becoming poor is a benefit that saintly person will come to poor, not to the rich. So it's interesting, Narada Gita, sometime devotee should hear this Narada Gita. A few verses are very interesting. So what is the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord? He is Bhakta Vatsal. He never leaves his devotee. He is protecting his devotee like mother protects his child. Which mother? Mother cow. Wherever, you know, when you have to take some cow from one place to other place, what is the easiest way? Take the calf and the cow will come, run behind. She will come behind that. This is what, when the cow gives a birth to a calf in jungle, the cowherd man, he just takes the calf and he comes and cow runs behind him all the way. Runs man. So Krishna is running behind the devotee like cow is running behind the calf. That is transcendental nature of Krishna. It's a bhakta vatsal. Bhakta pradhina. He is under the control. Bhakta vasita. He is under the control of bhakta. Bhakta is convinced about this. That Krishna is always with me. He is looking after me. He is taking care of me. I have not to worry. To such a devotee, Krishna will give that enlightenment, by which he will be always in blissful and happy. He will relish transcendental mellows. Somebody has that conviction. So that conviction is most important, that Krishna, I am never alone. Krishna is always with me. He is caring for me. He is so near to me, more than eyelids are near to eye. He is with me all the times. But we don't want Krishna to be with us for all the time, because we have many nonsense to do and we don't want Krishna to see that. This is our problem. That is the meaning. Those who are 24-hour Krishna conscious, it means they don't have a private agenda. They don't have private agenda. They have only Krishna agenda. They're only thinking of how to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna. For them, this enlightenment is available. They know that the Supreme Truth, the all spiritual, an all-powerful person is one without second and has fully transcendental senses. This is Prabhupada is giving the meaning of word transcendental nature. What is the transcendental of Supreme Lord? Srila Prabhupada is describing Supreme Lord is all-powerful person, one without second, and fully transcendental senses. It means he feels for his devotees. Senses means feeling. So he has senses, it means he hears. If when you call, he hears. So he knows all this. He is the fountainhead of all emanations. Such pure devotee always merge in knowledge of Krishna and absorb in Krishna consciousness. Exchanges thoughts and realization as great scientists exchange their views and discuss the results of their research in scientific academies. Prabhupada saying, what they will do? What is the significance of such person? How can you identify such person that he is all the time thinking of Krishna? They are like scientists. When they do some research, then they sit together and they discuss hours and hours. This is my research result. This is my research result. So all these sadhus, they do their bhajan, and what they realize, they discuss Krishna katha more, more and more. And this verse is 9th verse of Bhagavad Gita. No, my 9th. Matchita madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam kathyantasyamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. My pure devotee, they always discuss about me. They relish transcendental mellows and discuss about me. If they don't discuss about me, they will die. So they only live because they are discussing about my katha. Such exchange of thought in regard to Krishna gives pleasure to Lord, who therefore favors such devotees with all enlightenment. What is the last line says? If we discuss Krishna katha, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. If we discuss Krishna katha, such exchange of thought in regard to Krishna gives pleasure to Lord. It gives pleasure to the Lord. It means when we discuss Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavat in the temple, who is pleased? Krishna is pleased. Such exchange of thoughts about Krishna, such Krishna katha, a sincere speaker who has a taste for speaking and loving hear the hearer who has a love to hear Krishna katha. It's called rati. Rati in Krishna katha. Rati is means, actually word rati is very, very significant word. And this word is in Bhagavatam. Krishna katha rati. Until unless we have developed that taste for Krishna katha, our life is useless. So rati means that taste with time passes we don't know. It gives a topmost pleasure when we hear Krishna katha. Like if you start reading Bhagavatam, you don't want to put the book down. You want to go more and more, to know more and more. That's called taste. When taste develops, such discussion will please Krishna. And then Krishna reciprocates and he enlightens that devotee. So what is the message in this verse for us? To please Krishna, we should discuss Krishna katha. That's what Prabhupada gave, a simple formula. I was hearing one parvachan by Mahanadi Maharaj. He said, Prabhupada gave a very simple formula. He said, read a chapter of Krishna book every day before you retire. If we read one chapter a day, there are 90 chapters. So in 3 months we will finish 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So 4 times in a year. And if we are a devotee for 20 years, it means we have done 80 times 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Then what will happen? He was giving example that if some water has the arsenic, then what happens? Whenever you drink water, that arsenic deposits in liver and goes on depositing, and ultimately it kills the person. That's called the slow poisoning. So similarly, the Krishna book is not a poison, but is a mercy, the Krishna mercy. Every time we read it, it goes inside and deposits. Every day is a deposit. And one day, it become really fully manifest as a Krishna prem. So same, if we do same thing, it will deposit inside, like the poison deposit inside. So this love deposit inside, a bit by a bit. But unfortunately, Maharaj was saying himself, I am offender, and I think nobody has followed this simple instruction of Prabhupada to read one chapter of Krishna book every day. So simple, a child can do that. One chapter is hardly 10 minutes to read one chapter of Krishna book a day, in the night before you retire. And Prabhupada said, one glass of cow's milk is a energy for the body, and one chapter of Krishna book is a food for the soul. So you take these two and retire peacefully. We simply follow this one simple principle, then Krishna will be pleased without doubt by this statement of Srila Prabhupada, that if we discuss transcendental topic about Krishna, Krishna will be pleased, and then he will enlighten us. And then we will relish the transcendental mellows. And then we will be at a transcendental platform. We will not be disturbed by the difficulties and ups and downs of the material world. They will be there. They will not stop. Krishna appeared, but still the problems were there. Putana came, Trinavart came, Saktasur came. It's not that everything was peaceful. Even if we become devotees, it's not that the world will become peaceful. Problems will be there, but we will not be affected by that. Why we will not be affected by that? Because we have firm faith that Krishna will protect us. He knows what is good for us, and he will do it. We simply have to think of him, that's all. So today's class, the last word, is that if we discuss Krishna Katha, then Krishna will be pleased, and then he will favor us with enlightenment. Enlightenment means whatever darkness is within inside, that will disappear. Then we will have transcendental mellow, eternal transcendental mellow. Thus relishes his eternal transcendental mellow. So if this is the procedure, very simple, very, very simple procedure. Now we have to apply this in our life. We should be convinced that Krishna is Bhaktavatsal. He is pleased when we glorify and we discuss Krishna Katha. It pleases Krishna more than us. And when Krishna is pleased, then he will clean our heart, and then we can relish Krishna Katha more. And then Krishna will manifest within our heart himself. He will appear like he appeared in the heart of Vasudeva. He will appear in the mind of a devotee as he appeared in the mind of Vasudeva. There is a real meaning of Janmashtami. When Krishna manifests in the mind of a devotee, there is Janmashtami. That Krishna has appeared in the mind of Vasudeva. Similarly, he is ready to appear in the mind of each and every devotee if they are sincere, convinced, and discussing Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Yatha Brahmane Bhagavan Swayam Upadeshya. Then there is a Brahma, something Chatursloki Bhagavat. After this, there is Chatursloki Bhagavat from second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, these four verses which Krishna directly imparted to Brahma, this is a very serious subject matter, very heavy subject matter. This only, I think, if we are sincere, then we can relish these couple verses which are after this. This is Chaturshlogi Bhagavata now. I think 8th, 9th, or 2nd canto, 9th chapter or something. This is... Yeah, these are all verses from 2nd canto. Aham eva magre nayam yat asutta. This is the first verse of the Chaturshlogi Bhagavatam. These are very heavy purpose, very heavy purpose. Yatha mahanti bhutani. Anyway, this is glorification of the Shiksha Guru, or instructing spiritual master. And in this context, this all discussion is going on. If Krishna so desire, we will discuss further this Chaturshloki, which is very interesting, I know. But it needs really sincere devotees and heart to hear them. It's a very, very deep topic. Chaturshloki Bhagavatam is a very deep topic. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Krishna Balaram ki jai. All devotees. All glories to all devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.